rights every single Wednesday here on the Sweet Spot at 2:15. We do live rent-free. And if you want to add, there's something that's just swimming around your brain for years, months, whatever it is, rentfree1310@gmail.com. And let us begin with the good P1, Mitchell. Mitchell emails in and says, watching this Billy Joel documentary on HBO, and any time I hear his name, this clip stays in my head rent-free because he was drunk back in the day. And this is from Conan. And you should also know that Billy Joel was involved in several car accidents in the early aughts. However, he's denied that he was under the influence. But, of course, it made the late-night talk show joke circuit, and this is pretty funny.
Next nominee is Spider-Man 2. All right, last summer's blockbuster is up for 3 Oscars. I liked the movie. I really did. It was a huge hit. People really enjoyed it. But as I've said before, I did have one big problem. In an effort to be hip, the producers spiced up the script by referencing a shocking celebrity scandal ripped right from the tabloids a couple months ago. And it completely ruined the scene where Peter Parker and Mary Jane were sharing an intimate moment in a diner. Take a look.
Kiss me.
Kiss you.
I need to know something.
Look out! Here comes Billy Joel!
The car goes crashing into the diner.
Oh my gosh.
It's very
the car. Yeah, the car is just flying through the window. I remember those jokes too. That in the early 2000s, the Billy Joel late night TV jokes. Just the car just barreling through.
I just love.
Here comes Billy Joel.
And I guess the writers or the people that are helping come up with things behind the scenes, they became characters and actors in these dumb side road bits that Conan would do.
I miss. When late night was like a must watch, like Conan, because you knew you were just gonna laugh every single night.
Especially
you look forward
this time
to
of
it.
Year,
yeah.
Growing up, you'd stay up as late as you want. You could stay up for Conan.
Oh,
genius,
so great, Billy Joel.
All right, let's go to Sweet P1 Diana. She says, "My precious angels at the Sweet Spot and Mino." Sorry, buddy.
That's okay.
For years, I have dramatically announced when things were closed in my best Michael Irvin voice. I've been known to sneak pictures, see attached, into closure announcements at work. It's real little, so anyone not a P1 probably wouldn't notice, but the logical P1s get it. So many questions. So my question is, when did it really start? Was it originally an 840 bit, or was it a off-the-cuff pop-up that morphed into something bigger? Still funny out of context, so we don't really need the backstory to get it, but I want it. Should you find the time and courage, I'd love to know. Thank you, and I love you, Diana. And I think George talked to us about this a few weeks back on Afternoon Jub about how it was an off-the-cuff thing that turned into an 840 bit. As we were
What year was it? Do you remember?
At least 10, 12, maybe even 15 years ago when there was wintry mix in the area that would close schools and businesses.
Because I first remember hearing it, because I was in college at the time, which would have been... I mean, this probably would have been 2010 or so. So it had to be before that.
Yeah.
So sometime in the aughts, it's been, but it's awesome. And I love that Michael Irvin knows about it now.
In fact, when he was doing in the booth 5-6 years ago at the end of the preseason, he officially closed the preseason.
He did.
He's in on the joke. So thank you. Thank you, sweet Diana. All right, let's go up to Portland and say hello to Nico Martini.
Maine or Portland, Oregon?
He says, hello from Portland, Oregon, fellas.
Okay.
I have a quick rent-free for you. When I was in high school, I was an assistant manager of a laser tag arena, and thus, I'm quite familiar with the group The Prodigy. However, now anytime I hear smack my bitch up in a very Pavlovian way, all I can think about is, I'm going to fix it, I'm going to fix it, I'm going to fix it from Norm. P1 Nico, because back in the day, Norm had a number of opens, including, and this is probably dating 20 years back or so, I think Frito put together a handful of opens, and one had Prodigy with that famous Norm drop, I'm going to fix it, I'm going to fix it.
Do we have it?
It's, who knows what that's labeled.
But the way he just...
I'm going to fix it, I'm going to fix it, I'm going to fix it, I'm
okay.
Gonna fix it.
The Prodigy is definitely laser tag music.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're describing that band to somebody who's never heard it, you're like, just think about playing laser tag. It would be music you would hear playing laser tag.
Where does Lando fall on the Prodigy?
I am the fire starter. Damn, I thought there was going to be Echo there.
I did too.
Dang it.
Let's get Echo Lando fire starter.
And honestly, when Echo Lando swoops in, you'd think Prodigy would be very appropriate walk-in music.
That'd be a good walk-up song for Lando.
Smack. Bitch.
Hitting six, third baseman, Lando.
All right, so this is from Noah. He says, hi, guys. And he's clearly a Sunday P1 because he says, I work in IT, so the phrase work in progress is pretty common. On a recent call, I stated something was a work in progress and mumbled, dubs up, right after. A coworker questioned what I said, and he gave her a never mind. The rest of the call was quite awkward. Cheers, Noah.
All right. Every time I hear work in progress somewhere, it feels intentional. I'm like, they're doing this for the little ticket.
There's nothing worse than the defeated, never mind, don't worry about it.
It's too much to describe. You wouldn't get it.
You won't find it funny. I'll hate myself after.
And it's just a conversation ender, too.
Forget it.
Like, there's no coming back from that.
It's
like,
swine.
You're not cool.
I will do that with work in progress, where I'll say 9 inning on Sundays, and I'll say the same for the sweet spot, 1 to 3 weekdays.
Thank you.
Okay, I like that.
You're our brand manager.
Sweet spot.
I love it. Well, speaking of brands, this is from P1 Shane. He says, hi, sweet spot. With Ozzy, and he sent this last week, with Ozzy passing yesterday, it seems a good time to share this old Pepsi Twist commercial. I always watched the Osbournes with my older brother and sister and thought this commercial was funny. I'm going to randomly say, we're not the Osbournes, we're the Osmonds. No rhyme or reason to it, just one funny phrase that shuffles throughout my mind. Thanks for what you do, P1 Shane. And this was, I guess, right at the height of the Osbournes, a few seasons in. Mm-hmm.
Early aughts sometime.
And I guess Pepsi had a lemon-flavored soda, so enjoy.
Stupid bloody bag, never get the bloody
Hey, Dad.
Piece. No, I'm just
but
a kind of
really want
to
show you
I've
something.
I've got something to do, I'm trying to get this.
You really should see this.
What is it then? What is it?
These aren't Pepsis. They're Pepsi Twists.
You're a bunch of bloody magicians.
We're not the Osbournes.
You're not?
We're the Osmonds!
I'm a little bit country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah!
Sharon, the kids have turned into the Osmonds.
Oh, they're there, dear. Go back to sleep.
Like twists, Pepsi Twist and Diet Pepsi Twist. It's a twist on a great thing.
Ozzy was in his early 50s.
And instead of Sharon, it was the mom from the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Just to, you know,
yeah,
do a twist.
Man, I definitely remember that now that I hear it, but it's been 20-something years since I've seen that commercial.
All right, let's go to Derek. Derek says, hey, sweet spot. I've never been able to stop randomly saying to myself, heep, hip-hop, hip-hop anonymous. Mm. Rob Schneider's character in Big Daddy when Adam Sandler is teaching the little boy to read and ropes in his fast food delivery friend to learn at the same time. Sandler gives his kids a bunch of complicated ones, and then he gives a bunch of layups to the delivery guy. And, of course, if you've ever seen Big Daddy, you remember this scene.
Electricity.
Very good.
Constitution.
That's it.
Philadelphia.
Smart. Good.
Now I'm fully grown.
Fish? Yeah.
Pony?
Yes.
Somehow stay
Keep? Hip-hop? Hip-hop Anonymous?
Damn you! You get him the easy ones!
I'm pretty sure I've said hip-hop Anonymous more than hippopotamus.
Yes.
You usually just say hippo if you're going to say hippo.
And also,
Hip-hop Anonymous?
The Flight of the Conchords, they also drop a hip-hop Anonymous in one of their songs.
The hip-hop-hopotamus, my lyrics are bottomless.
Mm-hmm. There was the Rhinosaurus and the Hippopotamus. All right, finally, let's go to Robbie. He says, dear Sweet Spot, with all the recent news of P. Diddy, every time he was mentioned, I couldn't help think of this old Hardline bit from 10-plus years ago. I know it's a little long, but it's comedy gold. Thank you for all you do to your bodies, Robbie.
So this list was put together way before that, but I remember playing this 2015.
This built for over a decade.
Let's hear
just
it.
Go and fire off a little bit.
Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, Cool G Rap.
LL Cool J.
Master Ace.
Jay-Z.
Rakim. Big Daddy Kane. Dr. Dre. All the NWA.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Snoop Dogg.
Tretch from Naughty by Nature. Nas.
50 Cent.
Tupac. Biggie. Jay-Z.
Swank. Hustler. Jugs, Oriental Women,
Scott Strong,
Ding Dongs, Luncheon Meat, Candy Bars, Diarrhea,
Jason Rash, Homer Rice, Pat Richter, Paul Roach, Kenny Rhoda, Lou S. Amont, Harvey Schiller, Dr. Terry Schmidt, Dick Schultz, Leroy Selman, Kinship, Irwin Smallwood, Jim Ray Smith, Larry Smith, Sam Smith, Gary Spanny, Ron Stevenson, Nelson Stokely, Jim Sweeney, Rick Taylor, Whit Taylor, Jack Thompson, the Flintstones, the Jetsons, Yogi Bear, Scooby-Doo, and just Huckleberry Hound friends.
Robert Ferguson, Aaron Glenn, Dante Hall, Jeff Hangartner, Warwick Holdman, Ed Jasper,
these are all P.
Bethel
Diddy's
Johnson,
names.
Terrence Keel, Shane Leckler, Seth McKinney, Steve McKinney, Mike Montgomery, Terrence Murphy, Dat Nguyen, Jamar Taylor, Rex Tucker, Ty Warren.
Oliver's Army, Destroyer, Bricks in the Wall, Pink Floyd, Voodoo Blue, Stevie Ray Vaughan, The Boys Named Sue, Poison Cherry, and Queen for a Day.
Mariah Carey, Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, James Brown, Lenny Kravitz, Wyclef Jean, Lauryn Hill,
longer?
Missy Elliott, Ciara,
a little bit of half.
Babyface.
We're about halfway done.
R. Kelly, yeah.
Skip
Mary
ahead.
J. Blige,
let's skip ahead a minute or so.
Hunter, yep. 21 Jump Street, Black Sheep Squadron, Wise Guy, The Commish,
The Rockford Files, Beretta, A-Team, 21 Jump Street, Hunter, Black Sheep Squadron, Wise Guy, Hardcastle and McCormick.
Toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, soap. You might need diapers, yeah, underwear, clothing, baby formula.
I'm waiting for it.
Snacks, water.
The bionic, the bomb, the pop, the blow, the black, the herb, the sensi, the chronic, the sweet Mary Jane, ganja, spliff, reefer, the bad, the Buddha, the homegrown, the ill, the Maui Maui, the method, pot, lethal, turbo, tie, shake, skunk, stress, wacky, weed, blaze, the boot, dime bag, Scooby-Doo, Bob, bogey, backyard boogie. But what is the other terms for it?
Puff Daddy!
Yeah!
Woo! There it is.
Oh, my God. That was about 5 minutes, and we skipped through a good half of it.
Well, thank you, P1s. And again, you've already sent some in today. We'll get to those next week. But if you want to add to this great segment, rentfree1310@gmail.com. Coming up next, Solomon Thomas has had something living in our head rent-free for the past week, and we discuss on this week.
Run DMC, the Beastie Boys.